and welcome to episode 56 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on March 25th, 2013. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imaginations of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I'm your host and narrator, Miss Mel.
Miss Mel, there's a huge spider in the bathroom. You've got to come see this.
Give me a minute, Mr. Chris. I'm just trying to record the intro for our latest story.
This will only take a second, I promise. Quick, come look before he crawls away. Oh, and bring a jar with you, please.
A jar?
Yes, with a lid. Wait till she sees this. It's enormous.
Here you go.
What? Why are you handing it to me? I was hoping you'd get it in the jar for me. You know I'm afraid of spiders.
What? Since when?
Since right now. Do you see that sucker? It's as big as my hand.
Well, we have to get him, and he is way too high for me to reach. Just take a deep breath. I'm right here supporting you. You can do it.
Okay, I'll be brave. Give me the jar and the lid.
Wait! He just fell into the bathtub. Quick, scoop him up while you can.
Got him. Oh my gosh, look at him. He barely fits in here. Well, we gotta get rid of him, Miss Mel. Let's go put him outside.
Good job, Mr. Chris. I'm proud of you. You conquered your fear.
Whew, Miss Mel, I was really scared there for a minute. Thanks for being right there behind me.
Hey, Mr. Chris, you know who else gets scared every once in a while?
Who, Miss Mel?
Everyone. Everyone gets scared every once in a while. Just like the character in our new story. As you listen to the story, consider the following. What fear have you conquered?
The Basement by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. Marshall stared into the basement. He did not want to go down there. It was creepy in the basement. Just before climbing into the shower, his mother asked him to empty the laundry basket from the dryer. He wanted to oblige. He wanted to do what she asked. He wanted to make his mother proud. But the dryer was in the basement. The door to the basement was in the kitchen. The very well-lit kitchen. Marshall had no problem grasping the handle, turning it, and pulling the door open. When he did so, the door swung wide, illuminating the first few steps leading down. Marshall stood there, wrestling with his confidence, willing his feet to move. He couldn't quite put his finger on what made him so apprehensive about heading down the stairs. There were no windows, for one thing. No natural light could penetrate the stone walls. The single light source came from a bulb that was mounted to the ceiling. Pulling a chain was all that was necessary to turn on the light. He knew he could reach it easily enough, but getting to the chain meant first walking into the inky blackness. Perhaps it was the change in temperature that chilled his bones. There wasn't a heater in the cellar, and any trip down there meant descending into a world at least 10 degrees cooler than the one above. Maybe it was the lack of warmth that made the blood in his veins turn to ice. Once, while helping his mother organize boxes, he saw a mouse scurry along one of the walls in the basement. Mice didn't really scare him, except for their sharp teeth that could gnaw through plaster, plastic, and wood. He had seen enough videos and read plenty of books to know that mice were usually prey for larger creatures, like snakes. Once, he had heard his mom shriek because she had seen a salamander in the basement. It was actually in the washing machine. She had touched it when she pulled out the sopping wet clothes. If a salamander could get in, was it so far-fetched to think that a snake could slither its way through, too? He hadn't seen a mouse in the house for a while, but was that because there was some enormous, venomous snake feeding off those poor innocent animals? Eating mice, day after day, could have certainly made the reptile double or even triple in size. And if this snake was living in the basement, could it have grown weary of eating the same meal every day? Could it want to add something new to its diet, like a 7-year-old boy? Marshall shook the thought away. There was no giant carnivorous snake living in the basement. This was just his imagination running wild on him. Just like the time he thought there was a troll under his bed. He and his father had looked, only to find a few missing Lego pieces hiding near some dust bunnies. There was no troll under his bed, but could the troll have a secret hatch hidden under the rug? One that led to the basement? Could a slick, oily face be peering back up at him through the darkness right now? Marshall squinted, looking for any sign of a razor-sharp grin glistening out through the dim. This was nonsense, and he knew it. There was no flesh-eating monster under his bed or in the basement ready to take him. He had lived in this house his entire life, and nothing had attacked him yet. In fact, the only thing that ever got him was his father when he'd pop out of nowhere and yell, "Tickle attack!" His father's hand would transform into the claw. The claw would swoop into any exposed area. If Marshall covered his neck, the claw went for his belly. If he covered his belly, the claw went for his neck. The hand was like a five-legged spider pouncing on a helpless fly. The thought of a big, hairy spider made Marshall realize a fact he had previously forgotten. Spiders and other creepy crawlies lived in the basement. It wasn't just one type of arachnid or one type of insect either. Whole tribes of multi-legged bugs made their home down below. Big brown spiders with long, fur-covered legs spun sticky webs. Centipedes squeezed between every crack, searching for their next meal. Perhaps there was an army of black widows waiting to spring off the ceiling onto his hair. Could there be a swarm of millipedes waiting to crawl up his shoes and into his pant legs? How did he know there wasn't a spider hanging on the chain he needed to pull to turn on the light? No, he had seen his father and mother turn on the light many times before. There had never been a spider on the chain, and there wouldn't be one this time. If he could only move into the darkness and reach the chain, the light would pop on and everything would be fine. Except nothing was as terrifying as the darkness itself. No sense of distance, space, or what was coming stirred together to create a cauldron of terror. Endless blackness all around seemed to extinguish hope itself. The inability to see his surroundings seemed to involuntarily spur his imagination to conjure images for him. Fang-toothed aliens with slimy tentacles lived one step away in every direction. Lizard-faced hobgoblins snickered in the gloom, waiting for the perfect moment to reach out and snatch a helpless victim. Every monster that menaced every nightmare could be found skulking in the corners of the basement. "Come on, get it together," Marshall whispered. He hoped breaking the silence would spike his confidence. There was nothing down there. He could do this. He could be like the heroes in one of his books, movies, or video games. All he had to do was be brave. Marshall lifted a foot and leaned forward, holding his breath. Clang! A loud metal sound rattled from the basement and echoed off the walls. Marshall jumped back, startled by the unexpected noise. Was it an ogre bashing his head on an overhead pipe? Could it be a killer robot formed from his father's power tools coming to life? His heart thumped wildly in his chest while his brain scrambled for an explanation. Clang! The sound came again, but this time was immediately followed by a different noise, or rather, the absence of a noise. The constant hum of running water suddenly stopped. The pipes always clanged against the wooden beams when the water was turned off. His mother was finished with her shower. This was it. She would be toweling off and then calling to him any minute. She'd want to know if he took care of the laundry. He didn't want to let her down, and even more importantly, he didn't want to admit that he was scared. In that instant, Marshall made a choice. He simply chose not to be afraid. All along, he had told himself to ignore the phantoms created by his own mind. All he had to do was listen to his own advice. Marshall took off down the stairs, thrusting himself into the unknown abyss. His mind was like a laser focused on one thing and one thing only, pull the chain. Adrenaline coursed through his body, providing an extra burst of speed. The muscles in his legs pulsed with each step. Then he was there. His feet hit concrete, and his arms shot up to clasp the chain between his fingers. The moment his skin touched the cool metal, he grabbed on, clutched the chain like it was a life preserver cast into the ocean. With a jolt, he yanked down. For a moment, he feared he had pulled the chain too hard and that it would pop off in his hands. He envisioned himself looking back up toward the only source of light, the kitchen door, and watching it close, slowly sealing him in the dreary tomb forever. The chain did not break. Instead, the light fizzed to life, illuminating the entire room. Marshall didn't waste a moment. With all the precision of a hawk locking on to its prey, he spotted the laundry basket. In one fluid motion, he picked up the basket with one hand while he opened the dryer with the other. He heaped armfuls of socks, shirts, underwear, and jeans into the basket until the tumbler was empty. A quick inspection of the metal drum confirmed that he had completed his mission. The laundry was out of the dryer. In a flash, he reversed his order of operations. He sprinted past the chain, pulled it, and, without stopping, leapt up the stairs, taking them two at a time. Never looking back, Marshall reached the top and slammed the door shut. Relief washed over him as he caught his breath. He had done it. He had conquered the basement. Excited to tell his mother, he ran out of the kitchen and down the hall. In his parents' bedroom, he found his mother in her purple bathrobe drying her hair with a towel. "Hey, there you are, honey," she said cheerfully. "Just in time, too. Did you get the laundry out of the dryer for me? I wanted to wear one of the outfits that was in there today." Marshall beamed. "I sure did, Mom. You should have seen me. I didn't want to go into the basement because, well, you know, it's creepy, especially when the lights are out. But then I took a deep breath, gathered all my courage, and did it. I ran down the stairs, turned on the light, and took all the laundry out of the dryer just like you asked. Aren't you proud of me?" "I sure am, honey. I'm so proud of you. You are so very brave. Now, where's the laundry basket?" We hope you enjoyed the story. We want to send out bright birthday wishes to Joe D. of Texas, John D. of Texas, Grandpa B. of New York, Sophia A. of New Jersey, Jake F. of Texas, Kai of New Hampshire, Garrett of Maryland, and Kathy S. of Maryland.
Hey, Miss Mel, don't forget to tell people about our two upcoming live events.
Oh, that's right, Mr. Chris. In April, we have two live events people can participate in. And guess what? They're both on the same day. On Wednesday, April 10th at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Mr. Chris and I will be presenting a live webinar for the Virginia Society for Technology and Education. The webinar is called "Can You Hear Me Now?" and we'll be talking about using audio in contemporary educational practices. If that sounds like something interesting to you, please join us. You can learn more about it at bit.ly/VSTEwebinars. And on the day of the webinar, you can access the event by going to bit.ly/VSTEwebinarroom.
Hey, Miss Mel, did you know that one's free?
Really?
Yeah, it's free.
That's great.
Now, what's the second event, Miss Mel?
Well, Mr. Chris, we're going to be doing a live reading of our fully illustrated ebook, Dragonfly, Dragonfly, Show Us the Way, which is available as an in-app purchase on the Flying Books app. The newly updated Flying Books app is free and you can download it at bit.ly/flyingbooks. The live reading will occur for the Loudoun Literacy Council in Percival, Virginia. Single tickets cost $50 and proceeds go to support family literacy programs in Loudoun County, Virginia.
$50 to hear us read? That sounds like an awful lot, Miss Mel.
It's not just us, Mr. Chris. There will be other local authors as well as food, drinks, and more. And it's for a good cause. If people want to learn more, they can go to bit.ly/LLC event. That's bit.ly/LLC event.
Woo, Miss Mel, we just threw a lot of links at people in there.
Don't worry, Mr. Chris. I have everything posted at nightlightstories.net. People can find everything right there.
Sweet, Miss Mel, can't wait.
As always, we look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories and live events we can share together.